In Medias Res. Before the day grows hot, she wakes to the drone of bees. She fastens the braid of her leaving, hooks her shadow back to the wall like a coat. She counts the pieces of dreams, 10 black birds and a coin, coastline where a blue house waits with its rooms like hearts. Now, when she hears them talk, she knows how the story will end. How can she leave this orchard embroidered with loss? Things do not even have names other than those she gives them. Light threads her veins like a needle. She knows no tense for this. Where are the people not her own, their rooms in order, their city lodged in ice? The almanac has no chart, the atlas no pale map. At night she slips out like a cricket, follows the shape of the trees, touches the mulberry's branches, blackened with fruit. Always before there has been no way out of the garden. Now she hears him saying, "Thou shalt not." The path beneath the trees cleaves as the words, like snow, swirl around her. This, she thinks, must be the beginning of time.